Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about fleece jackets, specifically, why some of those newer ones seem almost see-through.
See-through fleece? That sounds interesting. So, what's the deal with these ghostly garments?
Well, it's all about the type of fleece. This article from Wired breaks down three main categories: traditional, grid, and alpha direct. Traditional fleece, like that old marmot jacket I've had forever, is your workhorse. Durable, breathable, warm, and cheap. Great for everyday use or casual hikes.
Got it. The classic. But I'm guessing that's not the see-through stuff, right?
Right. That's where grid fleece comes in. It's more breathable than traditional fleece, thanks to a grid pattern with elastane. Perfect for high-output activities, but you'll probably want a wind shell, as it's less wind-resistant.
Okay, interesting. So, more breathable, but needs a shell. Is that the see-through culprit?
Nope. The real culprit is alpha direct fleece. This stuff is super lightweight and warm for its weight, because of its fishnet-like weave. But that's also why it's sometimes see-through, especially the lighter weights, like 60 or 90 grams per square meter, GSM.
Aha, the mystery is solved. So Alpha Direct is the ultralight, super breathable, but potentially see-through option, best paired with a wind shell.
Exactly. The article recommends 120 GSM as a sweet spot. Still light and warm, but less transparent. Plus, it'll make you look less like, as the author puts it, a bizarre thru-hiking creature in town.
Well, no one wants that. But wait, what's the catch with Alpha Direct? It sounds almost too good to be true.
Durability. This stuff is fragile. Serious bushwhacking? Forget about it. You'll leave a trail of fleece confetti. Plus, it sheds microplastics like crazy, which is bad news for the environment.
That's a serious downside. So, traditional fleece for everyday use, grid fleece for active pursuits, Alpha Direct for ultralight backpacking, but watch out for snags and microplastics.
Precisely. The article even shouts out some specific brands and models. Patagonia, Senshi Designs, Weave Outdoor. It's also a good idea to check out a microplastic wash bag if you do go the Alpha Direct route to try and minimize the environmental impact.
Good tip. I'm curious, if Alpha Direct is so fragile, what about merino wool as an alternative? I know they mentioned it in passing.
Yeah, they touched on that. Merino wool is definitely more sustainable and durable, but it comes at a premium price. So, if weight and cost aren't your primary concerns, wool might be a great choice.
Fantastic overview. Thanks for breaking down the world of fleece. Learn something new today.
You're welcome. And thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you found this discussion insightful. Until next time.
Goodbye.